Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 10 May 2023. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. You know, I've been blessed over the last forever, over 30 years. But the last two or three weeks, really getting some unique guests on the broadcast because I have a new helper to help me find the guests and look them up for me. Tonight's guest is no exception. We're going to talk to Danielle Runyon. I'll tell you about a little bit about her in a minute. Let her introduce herself to you. I think you're going to be interested in what she has to say and be impressed by credentials. Before we do that, though, don't forget tomorrow being Thursday, everything goes right. We'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Hoping Crystal can be here tomorrow to help in the office. It's a little bit iffy yet, but we'll know in the morning for sure. Folks, we want you to call and talk to us if you have any questions about anything. If we can help you with a spiritual matter or anything else, let us know. You want to place an order for whatever we offer through the ministry here. If you don't have a catalog, you call tomorrow and get one. But we want to be able to help you somehow tomorrow. And if you want to just say hi, we'd love to hear from you. You can call toll-free if you don't have long distance at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, you can call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We hope you will do that. And like I said, tomorrow call and maybe help us with some things. And don't forget, we're offering a new product I've been talking about the last month or month and a half, Sugar to Fiber, which has done a fantastic job on leveling my A1C levels out over the last about 3 months. I'm amazed what this has done for me. Now, I'm still on medicine, and I still watch my diet. But Sugar to Fiber takes whatever carbs I take in or sugars I take in and converts 50 to 90% of it into fiber. That's a fact. That's a fact. It really works. I don't mind telling them. My sugar this morning was 93, which is absolutely perfect. Been running about there in that average day off for most of the time for about 3 months now, simply by taking two capsules an hour before I eat, about 2 hours, even 2 hours before you eat if you want to, and drink 8 ounces of water with them before you eat. I take two in the morning for breakfast, two in the evening for supper. And it is a fantastic product, folks. I promise you I will never lie to you. It's working for me. Now, if you get it and doesn't work for you, you get your money back. You can call and get it. We have 10% off. 60 capsules will do probably at least 30 days, or at least depending on how many times you take them. I take 4 days, so I guess it would do me about 15 days or so. But they work, and they work very well. We have them in a bottle. If you want them tomorrow, you call and ask us about it. We'll give a discount for one bottle, 10%, two or more, 15%. But if you want to control your diabetes with a natural supplement, the biggest problem with diabetes, folks, are the spikes and the plunges. I mean, it goes from you go from 40 to 250, 300, up and down like a yo-yo, that's really hard on your body. This has leveled mine off consistently for the last 3 months. It may have an out and it may have a spike up, but never, it haven't been too low, maybe once since I've been taking this. It's done a great job for us. It's available tomorrow. Call us again, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. As I said, our guest tonight is Daniel Runyon. She's senior counsel at First Liberty. And, folks, she is on the road and hustling all the time trying to protect our Christian rights. And I hate to use the word rights. I actually do these before God. But Christian rights to display Christian symbols and stand for Christian principles in public office or in private jobs even. She's a lady. I'm not going to try to explain all she does. Let her explain some of her qualifications to you herself, because I read them. It would take me half the program to do it. This lady is absolutely one of the most active people I've ever met in my life as far as this battle. And Danielle, are you there?
I'm here. How are you, Pastor Butch?
I am doing fine, sweetheart, and thanks for taking time to join us. I don't know how you find time to turn around and scratch your head. I don't know how you do it.
Well, I am certainly busy, but, you know, the Lord has called me to this fight and to defend and restore religious liberty in America, and I'm happy to do it. So thank you for having me.
Oh, you're much more than welcome. But I just mentioned one of the things you do. Tell the folks a little bit about your bio. Where'd you come from, and how'd you end up involved in all this? Please share your bio with us a little bit. Take about 2 minutes and do that.
So, I'll go back to college. So, leadership and patriotism have always been things that, I mean, it's just in my blood. I come from many generations of individuals who served in our military. I originally was maybe going to go to the Air Force Academy, and then I ended up getting a scholarship to play lacrosse at Johns Hopkins University. So I did that. I was captain of the team for 2 years. Was an All-American for a number of years that I played there, and from there I knew that I wanted to go into law. I also knew that I still wanted to serve in the military, so I ended up going to law school, and then after that I joined the Air Force. So I am an Air Force officer, reservist. I've been serving for over 11 years, and I guess about 3 years ago now, I felt the Lord was calling me to do something more, to be of more service on more of a personal level. I was not only a reservist in the Air Force, I also was a senior trial counsel within the Air Force as a civilian. And that was great and wonderful, and I loved what I was doing, but I knew the Lord was calling me to something else. And frankly, when it came down to the COVID-19 vaccine mandates being required across the board, and I submitted my religious accommodation, my husband, he's a pilot with United Airlines, he also submitted his, and just seeing what was going on, I just started engaging with a number of different people, and the Lord led me to First Liberty. So out of something that at that time seemed very, you know, stressful and was a very trying time for one and their faith, the Lord brought me to exactly where I needed to be. So I am now a senior trial counsel at First Liberty. I've been here for a year and a half. I absolutely love what I do, and I'm happy to be serving the Lord in this capacity.
Wow. And being a reservist, does no one ever bring the idea of a conflict of interest up, that you're actually standing against some of their policies?
So if I am to represent a member of the Air Force or the Space Force, you know, I have to get consent from the Air Force to represent those individuals. But, you know, these are legal matters where there's no conflict of interest for me to represent outright other members of other services. And by the way, I didn't mention the pillar or the practice area that I am primarily involved in at First Liberty is military affairs. So you know, the military is required to abide by the laws, the Constitution, First Amendment, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. That is expressly acknowledged by the services in their various regulations. And to the extent that individuals' constitutional rights are being infringed upon by the military, or if, you know, reasonable accommodations are not being honored for reasons that are illegal, that's where First Liberty, we step in and, you know, we challenge the activity that's going on. So that is not a conflict of interest. I took an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States, and by virtue of what I do at First Liberty, that's an extension of that.
Wow. Wow. You said a mouthful right there. I mean, my goodness, that was a lot of information in this little bit of time. So you have no problems in doing and speaking up for the case of these people without getting in some kind of hot water with the federal government, so to speak.
No, I'm speaking as a private citizen. I'm not speaking as, you know, as a member of the military. That's my separate capacity. And anything that I'm saying, it is, you know, I'm representing individuals in cases where their religious liberty rights have been infringed upon. And we've had a lot of success in the cases that we've brought. So there's no, you know, if anybody wants to have an issue with anything that I'm saying, I'm not violating any rules.
Well, you know, the Christians in this country have been under attack long before Biden got in office, and it started big time under the Clintons, and even before that. But the Christian virtues and values have been under attack now for many years, and to speak up about what you believe anywhere anymore can get you in hot water, especially if you're in a place of public eye. We had the head coach of Western University basketball team, Huggins is his name, I believe, made a statement about the homosexuals on the radio show. And my goodness, you wouldn't believe what they've done to him. They cut his pay $1 million. They're going to make him donate that to a LGBTQ group, and he's going to be given volunteer time to help him. I mean, the man had a conviction, and he compromised. Now, that makes me angry. If you compromise a conviction, it's not a conviction. It's a preference. And that's something I've been trying to get people to understand a long time, Danielle. If you compromise a principle or a conviction in your heart, it's really not a conviction at all. It's something you may believe, maybe even strongly. But if you compromise it, it's not something that you believe enough in to be willing to give something up for. That's what we see this Huggins did with the West Virginia basketball team. So, Mara, you stand. And what you're facing now on the Biden administration is probably the worst attacks we've had against Christianity in this country. You mentioned, too, here about the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, New York, wanting to take the pain down of Christ on the water. It's known also as Jesus in the Lifeboat. We see that Representative Cruz, Senator Cruz, has, I guess, brought a lawsuit against that to stop that. And by the way, Senator Cruz's dad been on the program here with me at least once or twice, and strong Christian gentleman who truly is. So his daddy, Senator Cruz's daddy, tried, I think, bring him up right in the Lord. But anyway, so what's going on with the painting of Christ on the water? Why is it so controversial on the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy?
Well, before I answer that question, let me just make clear, anything that I'm speaking about, I'm speaking in my civilian capacity, not in my capacity as a reservist. And just briefly to go back to what we were originally talking about in terms of there being any conflict, you know, I love serving my country. I view that as the ultimate form of patriotism. And I just want to see the military and our administration honoring the law and the regulations, frankly, that have adopted those laws. I just want to make that clear.
I believe
that it's an honor to serve my country. With respect to what's going on at the Merchant Marine Academy, so in February, Senator Cruz had put the superintendent there on notice that, you know, just because an anti-religious group had an issue with the painting being there, which, by the way, the painting has been displayed since at least 1947. And it has been displayed in the same room that served as the Academy's Interfaith Chapel. And I believe it served as the Interfaith Chapel since from 1942 to 1961. And so what we're seeing happening is individuals complaining that religious displays, particularly Christian religious displays, that somehow violates the Establishment Clause. And that is just flatly incorrect. In fact, in 2019, First Liberty won the case American Legion versus American Humanist Association, and the Supreme Court, specifically Justice Alito writing for the court, held that the cross that was displayed, it's the Bladensburg Cross, 32-foot tall Latin cross on public land in Maryland, that was erected as a memorial to area soldiers who died serving in World War I, that in no way violated the Establishment Clause. Our country has a long history and tradition with Christianity. I mean, just look at our dollar bill, In God We Trust. And we've just gotten so far removed from all of that, that people just think, well, by virtue of the government having some sort of a religious display, that somehow violates the law, and it is just absolutely not correct.
So what's the latest move on this painting? What's going on right now?
So I do not know if Senator Cruz received a response from the superintendent. His letter was sent back in February. But what we saw more recently, and also, I'm not quite sure if the cross was restored at the Veterans Affairs facility in Austin, Texas. So that's the op-ed, the opinion editorial that I wrote that was in the Daily Caller earlier in April. And there, the same anti-religious group complained about a Latin cross, a metal Latin cross that was hanging in the lobby of the facility. So I do not know yet if any of these items have been restored to their original place of where they were being displayed. But the bottom line is that we can't keep removing these items just because people complain or say that there's some sort of a violation of the Constitution. That is just incorrect.
It is very incorrect, and I understand that they removed that cross upon threat, I guess you could say, within 90 minutes from where it was sitting for so many years. That is absolutely absurd. That's absolutely maddening to hear that they can do that and did that so quickly. They backed down so quickly without even a fight, so to speak. That's something wrong with that.
Correct. And it shows, just a blatant, I don't know if we want to call it a disregard for the law. We certainly can see that it's a misunderstanding of the law. When Senator Cruz and others send these letters, we hope that that's educating our leadership that this just can't be. We can't just be removing religious displays. Our country has a long history and tradition with religion, and it's part of our founding documents. And, I was reading some speeches earlier today, Harry Truman talking about the Bible and Christianity. I mean, we've just gotten so far removed from that I think people don't even know what the law is.
They don't, and that's to our shame, actually. It's to our shame. And ignorant people are easily controlled, you know that. And by the way, Truman also is one of the last presidents that were to refer to a country as a republic. Most of them now say democracy, which is it was not a democracy. But nonetheless, we've seen the change in my lifetime. Now, you haven't been around long enough to see, remember, 1963. I do. They took prayer out of public school. I remember when that happened. I remember when I was in grade school and even up through high school, up to my junior high anyway, junior high year. We had prayer in the school. We had devotions in the school. Over the intercom in high school, they would play hymns, I think, about 3 days, 3 mornings a week, have prayer and Bible reading. And it just ruined those children. They haven't thought right since. But anyway, I remember when that happened, and people were saying, it'll never happen. They can't do it. Well, they did do it. That was a big step in undermining the Christian foundation of this country. It started before that, but it's a big step in that direction. Then 10 years later, of course, we legalized the killing of babies in the womb. And it's went downhill from there. So what we're seeing now, kind of, Danielle, was like a mop-up of the field, so to speak. They've already more or less destroyed most of the influence of Christianity in this country. Now they're just taking down the few symbols that are left. And we got to at least fight back, don't we?
We do. And, you know, you talked about babies in the womb. You know, one of the other things that we've been fighting at First Liberty is something that we've seen from this administration is that if they want to push an agenda, they're going to do it no matter if it's in accordance with the law or not. And one of the cases that we recently brought in the fall was against the Department of Veterans Affairs. So after the fall of Roe versus Wade, in September, the Secretary of Veterans Affairs implemented a rule saying that now, despite a prohibition, a longstanding prohibition on abortion services being allowed to be provided at VA facilities, that he was just going to, you know, implement a rule and allow abortion services to be provided, which is in direct contradiction to, you know, Congress has the authority to draft and implement legislation. The Secretary of the VA does not, and certainly can't do it by way of a rule. So that rule being enforced at a Texas facility in Waco, we are representing a nurse practitioner there, and she had religious objections to being involved with abortion whatsoever, and there wasn't even a religious accommodation process in place. Which, you know, according to the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, that has to be taken into consideration when the executive branch is implementing rules, and it was not taken into consideration at all. So by virtue of our lawsuit, a nationwide religious accommodation process was put in place, but the enforcement piece, enforcing a rule that's illegal, you know, that just can't be. So what we're seeing is that a lot of these hot button political issues are just being forced, and we saw it with OSHA, right? That was mandates across the board for people to get vaccinated in the workplace. You know, if it was, I believe at the time it was, if it was employers who had 100 employees or more, you know, they had to implement the mandate under OSHA, and that just was flatly incorrect. That was not the correct vehicle to implement that type of mandate. So we've seen this time and again. And again, what we're doing at First Liberty is restoring religious liberty across America. Religious liberty cannot be ignored on the federal level.
Well, what's happened with the VA? A law will say what happened since he wrote that directive. What's happened to that directive?
So our case is pending, and like I said, the first step, because our client, Ms. Carter, she couldn't even get a religious accommodation, and so now she's been granted an accommodation to not have to prescribe abortion medication or to participate in performing abortions, but the enforcement piece, that the case is still pending, so that remains to be seen. But what we're seeing in Congress, I believe it's Senator Tuberville, a lot of these senators, Senator Manchin even came out and has expressed his concern with the illegality of the rule in the first place. So we're seeing even people on the, you know, Democrats and Republicans alike saying that you can't just use your power to violate laws. You have to follow the proper rulemaking process. And for things that are reserved for congressional measures, you have to let Congress do their job and implement legislation, which now we're seeing senators who are saying, look, we're senators, and we're saying this was wrong. So it still remains to be seen what the outcome is going to be.
Well, that's why our nation was divided into three groups of powers. You know, we know legislative and judicial and executive. We know that was done on purpose so they couldn't usurp each other, and they would watch out for each other as far as not letting the other branch exceed its authority. I mean, Supreme Court ruled on Roe v. Wade in 1973 and said we kill babies in the womb, constitutional right. Then, of course, reversed it, you know, last year We see the IRS now hiring 87,000 IRS agents, giving them guns after they have to make a vow they're willing to shoot to kill if necessary. We're giving them arrest authority now at the IRS. We have 103 federal agencies now that have been given authority with just a stroke of a pen that they said that just like the A director did. We're going to do this, and you don't like it, that's too bad. But we're seeing it happen over and over. And, folks, if you want to hear about this from an individual who lived through some of this, you need to get the DVD or CD of Milena that we had on our Bible studies last weekend, talk about living under Roman, under communist rule in Czechoslovakia. You need to hear what happened to them when they were taken over by the Russians after World War II. You need to understand that. And it's amazing to me, all you folks, I'll say this, get back to our guest, that after the war, some men, including Roosevelt and Churchill and Stalin, got together and decided which nations would be given to what governments. Yeah, that's true. Czechoslovakia was given to Russia by agreement. There was no questions asked. You will take this, you take that. They swapped people and nations around like you would marbles, and that's what they did. But nonetheless, if you want a copy of that DVD or CD, it's $10.50, and we'll send it right to you. Just let us know. But we're seeing this, Danielle, on so many different fronts now. Where agencies are making their own laws and making their own rules and clear up to the Supreme Court who makes laws and rules. Nothing, whether constitutional or not, doesn't seem to bother anybody any longer. And the people as a whole, maybe they see something wrong, but they don't want to do about it. They don't want to think about it because they don't know what the law really is. So I appreciate what you're trying to do, but all the battles you're fighting right now and all the fronts you're fighting, how big a staff do y'all have? How do you keep up with all of it?
Well, that's, you know, we have only a finite number of resources, but that's why we take into account when we, you know, we issue a lot of guidance. People reach out to us, requests for legal help, and I will say that if anybody is facing a religious liberty issue, you know, many of the people that come to us feel like they're alone, like they're standing by themselves and they don't know what to do. We encourage you to reach out to us. I encourage people to go to firstliberty.org, and there you can submit a request for legal help. We issue guidance to individuals. We cannot represent everyone, but we take a great deal of time and prayer in deciding which cases to take, because we want to make sure that the cases we take will have a greater impact on society in general, so that other people who may be faced with the same issue, for instance, Kennedy versus Bremerton School District. That was a Supreme Court case that we won last year. Coach Kennedy, he was taking a knee after football games. He was coaching a varsity high school football team, and he was taking a knee for a silent prayer after games, and he was fired because the public school district said, that's a violation of the Establishment Clause. He was one person. He went through many years of litigation, but ultimately his victory has now impacted so many millions of people.
All right, folks, hang on through the break. If you have any questions, comments next half hour, you know we're here at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Call and talk to us if you like. Back at the break.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best unstable foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents, the only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back. Phone lines open, like I said, at 844-769-2944. And that theme song, as you know, people say this pretty often, is more relevant today than when I started on the show back in 1993, when I first played this song on the radio broadcast. This is much more relevant. We are at war here. We've been at war here. We're losing ground about every day. People like Danielle Runyon and her organization are doing their best to take back ground, if you will, and to stand for what's right. And we as people that out here that are in a battle with them should do what we can to support them as much as we possibly can, because their battle is not easy. It's not easy. I can only speak a little bit of it, being on the radio for over 30 years and doing my best to get the news out to the people and warn the people, comfort the people, and preach to the people. It's not an easy battle. But Christ never said it'd be easy at all. But believe me, the victory is ours through Christ our Lord, and it's going to be well worth it. Would you feel comfortable, Danielle, sharing your experience from not taking the jab, you and your husband both? Would you feel comfortable about that?
Sure. So you want me to talk about, you know, what led me to that decision?
Just very quickly explain what happened to you and your husband over the so-called COVID vaccination.
So I guess now this is like early 2021, you know, the conversation kind of began in our society about the vaccines, and, you know, everybody, you start to do research about new things, right? Especially when it comes to your health. And the more research that we did and the more prayer that we engaged in, my husband and I, about it, we just decided, you know, this is just not something that coincides with our faith. And we talked to our pastor about it. We talked to our family members about it. I mean, it absolutely was not an easy decision. And it was probably one of the hardest decisions that we've ever made in our adult lives, because we knew that even though it wasn't said directly, we knew that the end result was not going to be good, that it was probably going to result in us not having our jobs. Because everything was so, the language eventually, so it started out with, hey, you know, we'll incentivize you getting vaccinated and you'll get paid or you'll get an extra day off. And very slowly you saw the narrative turn punitive. And the more punitive it became, the more concerning, frankly, it became, and the more it caused us to really pray and research and understand, you know, have 100% clarity with what we were faced with and what we were going to do. So we both submitted our religious accommodation requests, and from the get-go, it was just as if, you know, it was as if the mic dropped. And as if, you know, you just were instantly in disfavor with your employer. And so we knew it was going to be a tough and long road. I ended up filing my own lawsuit, which First Liberty and Chair Jaffe represented me and eight other Air Force officers. Our lawsuit ended up getting wrapped into the Doster case, which is the class action lawsuit for the Air Force. Because I was faced with not being allowed to perform any duty at all, and that just instantaneously leads to then I'm not going to be able to continue on in the service. My husband, he was given the reasonable accommodation of unpaid leave indefinitely, which basically unpaid leave is the equivalent of termination. So he's a part of the putative class members of the Sembrano versus United Airlines lawsuit that was filed in the fall of 2021. It's amazing that it feels like we've lived a lifetime through COVID, to remember the years. And through that lawsuit, because the Fifth Circuit made a very important ruling in that case. And because of that, in April of 2022, my husband and 329 other pilots and hundreds of flight attendants were able to go back to work.
You know, and so what's coming out of that now? Where's that case now? What's happening with that case?
So that case, it continues. So it took a long time for that case to get through the preliminary injunction wicket. So there was a hearing, and that was clear back in the fall of 21. And then a number of appeals that happened over the course of time, and now the case has entered the stage of continuing on with the normal course of litigation. So with the trial date, I want to say sometime in 2024, if I'm not mistaken, but that case continues. But you know, thankfully we have come out on the other side in terms of we both have our jobs. Like I said, the Lord has called me to First Liberty, and I couldn't be happier doing the work that I'm doing, and I'm proud to serve the clients that we have.
Well, now we know there are going to be several lawsuits filed against employers and government agencies because of taking the jab. Made many people sick, and a lot of them have died already. And your husband is one of the few that I wouldn't mind flying with, because a lot of them are dropping dead in the air or getting sick in the air. So because of this, that and people say, well, that's not religious. Yes, it is religious. You stood on your Christian virtue, your Christian conviction. You can't take this jab, and I couldn't either. Matter of fact, our little fellowship here in West Virginia didn't shut down at all. We went right on to the church, had services. We wrote the governor a letter and told him very clearly he's not our boss, he's not our God. We're not going to shut down having fellowship together, no matter what they say or think. Well, and we didn't wear a mask. That was a little hard time and time, but we didn't wear a mask. We refused to wear them. And then there for a while, we were really bad guys. I mean, we were just ostracized. I mean, it's like being a June bug in a chicken coop. Everybody's after us. But now they look back on a lot of them are saying, you know, you were right. You were right all along. But that doesn't change the fact that you and your husband have been through the mill, so to speak, and many others have also. And that was because of our Christian convictions, and we couldn't do this. And now you're seeing this, maybe some retribution coming back now on, from our direction finally for a change. So the fight you're fighting now, you mentioned a couple of them already, and you're involved in a whole bunch of them. Share some more with us. I mean, are you involved in any type of Christian harassment in public schools, anything like that's happening with parents or anything?
We do have an education pillar, and right now what we're looking at is the administration in terms of Title IX. What we're seeing is, you know, we see women in sports, right? People are seeing that in the news. What is the definition of sex? We are involved in providing comment. In terms of, explaining our viewpoint from a religious liberty perspective so that lawmakers can understand what the concerns are of religious individuals living in America with the changes that they're looking to make, and how damaging these decisions are. So, in terms of lawsuits, you know, we represent, churches. Right now we have a case in New York. It's His Tabernacle, so a church that we're representing. New York has issued a ban on guns being allowed in places of worship. However, that same ban does not apply equally to most secular organizations. So we see that a lot, and we saw that in COVID too, right? So kind of
yes.
A little bit about what you were talking about. So Tandon v. Newsom. We saw Governor Newsom saying, well, houses of worship can't gather and congregate to for religious purposes, but people can go for secular reasons and say, you know, I'm just going to throw out an example, like go to a restaurant or do some other secular activity. But religious activity was restricted. And so in our case in New York, we're seeing, again, a different topic, different subject matter, but religious organizations are targeted, and that is against the law.
Well, you know, they could go to the bars, they could go to a strip club, they do a lot of things, but they couldn't go to church. Liquor store didn't shut down either, so I guess it went for different kind of spirits. But we're seeing all this nonsense is going on right under the people's noses, so to speak, and you and a few others have took up the gauntlet and said, no, we're not going to allow this. You know, asking people to come forward and share testimony. Now it's getting so evil in this country, so evil in the world, that the UN is saying that children have the right to engage in sexual activity at any age if they consent to it. Now, this is, folks, I'm not making it up. The UN said that. That's a fact. You can check it out for yourself. But now we see this happening in the schools where they want to do the drag queen shows. They want to have the openly homosexual and sexual deviance and teach our children. And parents have been kicked out of school PTA meetings, different things, because of the stand, and out of board meetings because of the stand against it. We're seeing all this happen, Danielle, to Christians who just simply will not comply and cannot comply with these things. So what are you seeing, and what are you seeing along those lines?
Well, I would just say, you know, I think the biggest thing that we see when individuals reach out to us is they feel alone. I think a lot of people are coming together and challenging these issues. We see parents, like you said, at school board meetings, standing up and speaking out. But people really need to come together and stand up more for their beliefs, because parents are feeling as though, and I know some of these individuals, so I can speak from firsthand experience. Some of the most wonderful people that my husband and I know, just fabulous, wonderful Christian people who are afraid to speak up, and they haven't openly said this, but I get the sense that they're afraid to say anything because they don't want their children to be ostracized.
Right,
so if
right.
their child is saying, you know, suddenly after COVID, we saw, I think I read something somewhere the other day that says 1 in 4 children now identify as transgender. And this exploded after COVID. So kids suddenly went back into the classroom. We see the transgender rhetoric. And then we have parents who are feeling like, okay, my kid just went back to school. They're finally having a sense of normalcy again. And now I'm being told by the school to accept this. And you know, go along with it. and you just sit there, and it's like, look, you can stand up for your rights, and you know, we're here. We are a ministry at First Liberty. We have some of the most fabulous people. We have client relations. We have the whole scope of services to help people get through these trying times. And through prayer and through faith and with God, we can get through anything. And I think people just need to be reminded of that constantly, because what they're being told in the world is not truth. It's false. But we're being, you know, indoctrinated to believe these falsities, because people just feel that they're outnumbered and they don't have a place to go to have support and to overcome what they're being told. And especially when it comes to people's children. I mean, most parents have their children's best interest at heart. And I don't think many of these parents think that they're doing something wrong. They think they're doing something right by going along with it, but in their heart, I can tell you that many of these people feel that this is just not right. So, you know, that's why organizations like ours are here. And for people who don't know about us, please reach out to us.
And for folks that don't have a computer, do you have a phone number they can call and ask questions?
I do. If you can give me a minute, I will give
sure,
you
right ahead.
Our phone number.
And folks, if you're out there tonight and you've been persecuted for your stand, especially maybe in the public school system, I call it. And I'm saying this out of pure love. Don't subject your children to that nonsense. But if they're in there and you see it's wrong, you speak up and you're being harassed because of it or ostracized or just flat out laughed at, you need to call this number. You need to call the machine to give you and talk to them. What number is that, you say, sweetheart?
972-941-4444.
All right, folks, write this down. Go a little bit slower and give it to you again. Write this down. If you feel you've been harassed and wrongly accused or are being asked to leave, made the meetings because you know you're not allowed to speak, and you're offending somebody maybe. And by the way, they call Christ the great offender, so he offended the stone. He called him the stone of offense. He offended everybody, so get over it. If you offend somebody for the truth, then so be it. But anyway, the number is 972-941-4444. 972-941-4444. That's the number of the folks that you need to keep in mind in case you need her someday. And I'm sure probably in my case I will. And I, of course, also work with Liberty Counsel. I've got these people there because I know one day if I keep preaching the Bible, I'm getting in trouble. And that's a fact. 972-941-4444. And folks, like I said, the phone line's open. They're very quiet tonight, and that's fine. I know you're listening. 844-769-2944. So what do you see now, Danielle, as being the greatest challenge you have right now? What do you see? What do you see us facing in the very near future? Because I know that the other side is not going to let up. They've come too far to back off. What do you see is going to happen now?
Well, you know, I think there's so many issues. I think if we were to take the 30,000-foot view of what's going on, and let me just say, it sounds like what I'm about to say, and I think just the overall rhetoric that we're seeing in society, it seems like a doomsday scenario. But be encouraged that what you're not seeing, I mean, I know that we see cases at the Supreme Court right now, Groff v. DeJoy, that's the Postal Service worker who wanted to have his Sabbath day off, and that wasn't honored because now the Postal Service delivers mail packages for Amazon, which is now like a 24/7 service. And so that is at the Supreme Court. So there's so many things that are going on. Religious liberty is being preserved. It's being restored through case law. So be encouraged and be educated on that. But I think that what we're seeing is people feeling enveloped by the evil and feeling that their prayers are not being answered. I mean, I think, now, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the amount of people who are pulling their children from the public education system and putting their children either in private Christian schools or taking them and just keeping them home and homeschooling them, I think that's why we're seeing, you know, freedom of choice. Parents who, in some states where the state will give you money to pay a portion of the tuition for your child to go to a private school, we see that parents are taking advantage of that more and more. And the unfortunate thing is that public education is just not a place where Christian families can send their children to school anymore.
Amen. That's very true.
I think that's a huge detriment. I mean, that's the future of our nation. So what about the children who their families share the same views, but they can't afford to send their children to a private school, or they don't have the resources at home to homeschool their child? That is something that is near and dear to my heart. I feel that the public education system needs to be restored, reformed, a complete overhaul, because what are we going to be looking at 50 years from now? I'm very concerned about that. But
not that far ahead, 10, 15 years from now.
Right.
I mean, now we have children who identify, you said, as being transgender or homosexual, whatever. I mean, it's going up in numbers because that's what they've been taught in school. And now in Washington State, the child that goes to seek help to have a sex change. Parents have no right to go get them. They can be take shelter in a public home, and nobody can bother them. They went totally against parental rights in Washington State. Other states doing the same thing now. In California, if a child leaves, say, West Virginia and goes to California and gets sex change, nobody can do anything about that. This is what's happening. They're coming. They have to come after the children, Danielle, because these people cannot reproduce. They have to recruit. That's what they're doing, recruiting very well, and that's what's in the so-called gay manifesto say what happened. And they've done it. They've done it in the schools. They said they're doing it in the schools. They're in the military. They've done it everywhere. So our children are the prize for the other side, so to speak. And that should be our greatest concern, is for our children. You agree?
I completely agree. And I think that, again, once you start seeing punitive measures being taken, you know, as religious individuals, we have a right to say, we don't want to participate in that. We don't want our children to be subjected to certain things. If other people want to live, you know, according to their beliefs, you know, again, if it's a transgender belief or you know, lesbian, gay, that is their right to live that way. It is not, though, correct to say that religious individuals have to, you know, violate their faith. And that's what we're seeing. And like you said, with parental rights, I mean, when we start seeing the narrative go down the path of your child is going to be taken away from you if you don't get on board with this, that is very dangerous rhetoric. And that is what needs to stop. Parents fearing, again, and it's the fear factor, it's the coercion. Just like it was during COVID, we're going to coerce you to do the thing that's going to violate your sincerely held religious beliefs. With kids, we're going to coerce the parents to have to feel that they have to go along with this. Otherwise, they're going to be faced with potentially losing their child. That absolutely cannot stand.
That should be tolerated or considered for 1 second, much less passing the houses in the states now to do that. We didn't offend the unborn. We protested, and we're going to vote them out. It didn't happen. And it's still, by the way, folks, murdering babies is still legal in many places, and now in the VA also, apparently. But if we want to protect our children, there's not much left for society to build on. If we don't have enough courage to defend our own families, our own children, the society's pretty much shot. And we're saying that. I'm saying that I love them. I'm not trying to make you angry with me. If you get angry, I can't help it. I'm just telling the truth. If we won't defend our own children, what do we have coming to us? Why would a holy God want to honor us as his people? If we want to defend the most precious gift he gives us, which are our children, how could we dare approach him and say that we love him? We don't defend our own families. And you know, Danielle, that's been on my mind a lot of years. How do we say we love God when we don't even love the children we have at home enough to defend him from this kind of perversion? There's something wrong with that testimony, isn't there?
You know, we have to stand up for our rights across the board. And that is what First Liberty is committed to doing. We defend those who feel called by God, compelled to stand up and say, this is wrong. And if you have that calling, if you feel that you're that person, please reach out to us. We are here to stand with you, and we are here to serve God. And we are here, like I said, to restore and preserve and protect religious liberty across America. And so what we're seeing today, these are times that I never thought that I would see. In fact, I remember my children are young. My children are school age. And when they were first going into school, some of the things that I saw going on, you know, it seemed so outlandish at the time that you actually sat back and you were like, well, this is so off the bell curve that just can't, that's not possibly ever going to be a thing. And then how many years later, not that many, not that many years later, I would say probably about six. It's just, what I thought was off the bell curve then, it has been far surpassed by what's going on today. And, you know, it's unfortunate, and we just our society needs to get back to having a moral compass and having a foundation in faith. And frankly, you know, whatever your religion is, to have a foundation in your life to guide you and to lead you. And I think that we are, as a society, that is just so many people are lost. I mean, we're seeing that. With what's going on with these acts of violence, random acts of violence on innocent bystanders. I mean, whether it be with a gun, with a metal pipe. I mean, we see people just running up to individuals in the street, and the individual doesn't even know what's going on, and they get like hit over the head with something. I can't even believe some of the things that I see. But I do believe that these people are lost, and they just have not been introduced or encouraged that there is something more than what this world has to offer.
Amen. Well, Danielle Runyon, I want to thank you so much. And folks, again, you need to get a hold of her and talk to her organization. If you have anything going on in your life that you think you need help with, you're not alone now, okay? Don't feel like you are. First Liberty Institute will help you. And their phone number again is 972-941-4444. Daniel Runyon, thank you so much, and I'll be in touch in the future if you don't mind.
Absolutely, Pastor. I appreciate you having me.
Well, God bless you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, folks, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. And I'll see you in the office, folks, between 9 and 4 Eastern, Lord willing. I hope you'll call and talk to us, maybe place an order, whatever you want to do. We're here. We'll do our best to bless you, and somehow have a great night. Good night.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.